Superior Court is where the higher level civil and criminal cases are tried. Think of special Superior Court judges sort of like the bench for that bench.
They fill in oftentimes when regular Superior Court judges take vacation or when we have a particular case that will consume a considerable amount of time.
That's Todd Nuccio. He's the trial court administrator in Mecklenburg County, and he relies regularly on special Superior Court judges to rotate through and pick up slack. Unlike regular Superior Court judges who are elected to their posts, these special ones are appointed by the governor. They're sort of backup judges, but they have little time to warm the bench. State Administrative Office of the Court's Senior Deputy Director John Williams says special Superior Court judges earn the same salary as regular Superior Court judges and do just as much work. They just don't get to stay close to home.
A special Superior Court judge could be in the mountains one week and down in the coastal plain the next week and somewhere in the Piedmont the week after that. They really are the road warriors, and they make it possible for us to not cancel court sessions.
Williams says the 12 special Superior Court judges that would be eliminated under the Government Reorganization and Efficiency Act helped process nearly 20,000 cases last year and prevent a backlog in Superior Court. If the point of the measure is to save money, as some lawmakers have suggested, the legislative fiscal analyst estimates eliminating those 12 positions would save about $2 million next year. The catch is the state might end up having to rely more heavily on retired judges to fill in instead, and they cost $400 a day. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.